Rejoice in the strength of the Lord, September 24. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. Toward the close of Jehoshaphat's reign, the kingdom of Judah was invaded by an army before whose approach the inhabitants of the land had reason to tremble. The children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. As they advanced to the battle, Jehoshaphat said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. These singers went before the army, lifting their voices in praise to God for the promise of victory. God was the strength of Judah in this crisis, and he is the strength of his people today. Laden with spoil, the armies of Judah returned with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. Great was their cause for rejoicing. In obedience to the command, "Stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord, fear not, nor be dismayed," they had put their trust wholly in God, and he had proved their fortress and their deliverer.